Hey, glad you guys could make it out to the baseball field today. I'm Zach. You guys all have your gloves and your helmets? Well, that's good. You're definitely going to need them during today's game because I hear there are some hard hits into foul territory. As a matter of fact, some might even head right down Gilead Lane.
Morrison on third, Matt Stevens on second, and Dave Haynes up to bat. And he hits it out of the ballpark. A home run! And now Coleraine is up by 9. It's looking good right now for Coleraine to head to the state semifinals and then on to the Big League World Series playoffs.
Way to go, Coleraine! That's how you do it.
Bill, what are you doing here?
Here? I love sports, all kinds, and this is a great age with kids and sports.
Oh, yeah.
All the energy. There's nothing better to watch.
Yes, sir.
Nice slide. Good job.
That's wonderful. Oh, I love to hear all the cheers from the crowd. And there's already so much excitement now.
Oh, hello, Miss Andrews. It's nice to see you here, too. Okay, I have a confession to make.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, it's not that bad. I needed to talk to you.
Which one of us?
Well, all of you. Mr. and Mrs. Morrison and Miss Andrews, too. I thought if I could find you here, I might get a chance to check out a few minutes of the game as well.
Yeah, well, sounds like a great idea to me. Two birds with one stone.
Exactly. So it looks like there's a little lull in the action while we're between innings. Got a few minutes to talk?
Well, sure.
Sounds good to me.
Richter's Bed and Breakfast. How may I help you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we're booked solid for the next week. Yes, you're welcome. These baseball games have been better for business than I'd imagined. Now, what do we have here? A fax? Wait a minute, that can't be right. If I'm reading that right, it can't be. Hello, Richter's Bed and Breakfast. Oh, hello. Yes, I did just get this fax and was going to call to. Well, yes, but... You can't be serious. This isn't what we agreed on. I know perfectly well who you are. Oh, there's no need to take that tone. I'm going to be consulting an attorney. Because there's no way I'm going to let this happen. Not a chance.
So, Bill, what's up?
Well, John, Mary, Grace, I have news for you.
Oh? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I wanted to share it personally rather than by phone. As you all know, we've been having trouble figuring out the water situation near your place.
Yes?
It's a real swamp out there, and nothing we could do brought the water level down. Hmm. At first, we thought it was a water main or some sort of underground well that wasn't mapped anywhere, but we just couldn't find it when we searched. And everything kept filling with water, even after we pumped it.
Yes. So, what did you learn?
You live right next to a very large natural spring that's created a wetland.
What?
Yes.
We've never heard anything about that before.
Well, we hadn't either. It didn't turn up on any of our survey reports or in any of the testing we did. No maps of it, nothing.
Oh, that's odd. So, what does that mean?
Well... We won't be able to build anything there at all. At least not as we'd planned. We'll be turning the campus around.
What?
Well, you just can't build a road on a wetland. From all of our reports and information, it doesn't look as if it would support a two-track, let alone an expressway.
But we've never had any problems.
No.
Yes, apparently it's just isolated to that specific area north of Miss Andrews' house.
Well, how about that? I never would have imagined. So what happens next? I mean, you said something about... turning the campus around?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at right now. Instead of being right at the front of headquarters and living on a 4-lane highway, your road won't change at all, and you'll be living on the back end of things.
Oh.
And Miss Andrews, I'm glad you never took us up on any of those offers to move you. It looks like you won't need to move now.
Praise God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of us.
Amen.
Yes, well... I'm glad to have been able to share the good news with you. I just wish we could have saved Mr. Key's house. It would have been nice to have a place to keep special guests when they visit, or... Well, either way, I'm going to suggest that they make Mr. Key's memory garden the centerpiece of a meditation area. We'll expand the garden around it. It'll really be a nice, quiet place for Gilead Lane, especially after everything you've been through.
Bill, I can't tell you how much this means to us.
You don't need to, John. Just enjoy it.
So what's happening now? Isn't it over yet?
No, not yet. The other team still has another chance at bat.
Oh, wow, we're so close to the end. I hope he misses so Coleraine wins.
Yeah.
And here it comes. Parker up to bat. Two outs, two runners on base, and they brought it up to two runs behind Coleraine. That's a lot of twos and a lot riding on this one play. Here comes the windup, and he swings.
Oh, no!
Wait,
and
wait!
And the foul ball, and it's been caught by the first baseman. It's out. The batter is out, and the Coleraine Wildcats have just won the game. They're on to the state semifinals.
Yes, look, there they go.
This is the last time we see you on Gilead Lane.
Now, Hope, there may be some more bulldozing with the garden and some other things.
Yeah, but they won't be threatening to knock Grace's house down.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so this is the last time we see you guys on Gilead Lane trying to knock down one of our friends' houses, right?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Mom, what's for lunch?
Simple. Sandwiches, chips, fruit salad, take your pick.
Leftover ham from dinner.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll make a sandwich.
Hey, Tim, let's go say goodbye to them. I think I see Sam out there.
Okay.
Stay in the front yard and wave. Don't run toward those bulldozers.
Okay.
Hey, Dad's home.
Oh. Hey, did you see the bulldozers leaving?
Yes, I did.
John, you're home early. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, things were light at the office, and, well, I thought this would be a good time to drive to West Town and visit the surveyor's office.
Oh.
West Town? You're going to West Town?
Yes, I am. What's the sudden interest in West Town?
Yeah, Mike, I've never seen you this interested in a trip to West Town before.
Come on, guys. You know. We're going up against West Town in the state semifinals.
Uh-huh.
And today's Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, it is. All day.
That's so old, Dad.
I know, but it's still fun, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, come on. But I get the distinct impression that I'm not going to be taking this trip to West Town on my own, am I? You're going to come along and keep your old dad company, huh?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Ah, you can help me figure out all this surveying paperwork, then.
Well, actually, Dad, I was hoping you'd drop me off at West Town Field.
Oh, West Town Field. Why would that be?
They have open practice on Thursdays.
And here I thought you just wanted to keep me company.
Well, I do. I'd go anyway, but the practice...
Yeah.
Can I call Matt and see if he can come, too?
Sure. How about we make a day of it? I take the two of you to Casa Grande for dinner, too.
Yes! I'm going to call him right now.
Go on.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how long this will take, but I'll pick you guys up right here.
Sounds good, Dad. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
Come on. Let's go. It looks like they've already started.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see that? That was amazing. That'd be a home run, easy.
Yeah, and he's the pitcher, too. I heard there are scouts coming to the game to check him out.
No way. College scouts?
Yeah, maybe even a big leaguer.
Whoa, that's huge. Hey, did you see that?
Yeah, the guy on first?
Right.
He wobbled a little before he threw it to second.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a habit.
Where's Marcus?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Richter, but Mr. Kelly is in a meeting right now. If you'd like to wait a few minutes...
I wouldn't. I pay to see my attorney when I need to. But thanks for asking anyway.
Oh, Mr. Kelly, Mrs. Richter is on her way in. Yes, I know you're not to be disturbed, but... Oh, she's there? I'm so sorry, Mr. Kelly.
Monica, I cannot have this discussion with you right now. I'm busy. I'm really sorry, Mr. Garland. I apologize for the interruption.
It's all right, Kelly. I understand emergencies. I'll come back Monday afternoon and we can continue our discussion. Good day, Mrs. Richter.
And to you, Bob.
Have Judy make the appointment for you, Mr. Garland. Tell her to rearrange whatever she needs to in my schedule and have a good weekend. Monica, you do know that you have appointment times just like anyone else. You have a standing appointment tomorrow morning. This couldn't wait until then?
No, it most certainly could not.
All right. What's the big emergency?
It's this paperwork. I've been looking it over for a few days, and I can't figure out what it means.
What's this about? Monica, this doesn't look good.
I know. I tried to figure it all out, but... Well, I'm hoping you can explain it to me.
Well, it looks like Richter Properties is going to be in trouble, Monica. Quite a few of them. At the very least, this apartment building and this office space over here and... Maybe even this one, too.
What? You can't mean it.
Yes, I do.
Then you need to fix it. Legally, they can't just take over my property without my permission.
Actually, this is the same thing that the mayor and his neighbors ran into on Gilead Lane. Yes, they can. It's for the good of the town and the economy, remember?
Of course I remember. But they can't mean that getting rid of other businesses and means of income can be better for the town. A couple of houses on a broken-down old street are far different than an apartment building full of gainfully employed people.
I can make the argument, but Monica, this doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all.
Well, fix it! That's why I pay you. Fix it!
I'll do some research, but don't get your hopes up, Monica. Organizations like this, they don't mess around. They know what they can do, and they do it. They don't stop to think about the people in their way. They just go forward. They didn't care about the Morrisons or Grace Andrews
or... Who does care about the Morrisons or that Andrews woman? Just get this fixed. Do you understand me? No one treats Monica Richter this way. No one.
So what'd you find out at the survey office? Is our house safe?
Yes, it is. Everything's fine. They're going to be doing some more research to find the exact parameters of the wetland, but it appears that our house, Grace's house, and even Mr. Key's property are all just outside the edges of this thing. If we were going to be affected by it, we would have a long time ago.
Is it something new? Did it just happen? Do we have to worry about it getting worse?
No, 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 it doesn't look that way. Although it isn't on any papers or reports. It looks to me like a bona fide miracle. Gilead Lane is safe. Not in harm's way at all. And now, because of this wetland, no one can build or do anything else with Gilead Lane except let us live there.
What's that song we sing at church about opening up the floodgates?
Yes, sir. Who would have known that the floodgates were underground behind Grace's house? It's another reminder that God is perfect. All that stress we had, he had it covered the whole time.
That's just awesome. I can't wait to tell my dad. He was wondering what you were going to do, whether you'd have to move or not. Now I can tell him.
Nope. No one is moving from Gilead Lane. I can't wait to tell everyone at home, huh? But now, what did you guys learn at practice? Huh? Think it's going to help you win the big game?
Oh, yeah, we learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it'll definitely help, Dad. The stuff we learned about how they practice, It's great. I never thought about some of it before.
Really?
Yeah, thanks for bringing us with you, Mr. Morrison.
Yeah, Dad.
Oh, no, no, it's my pleasure. Now, what are we going to have for dinner this evening, huh? Enchiladas, chimichangas, burritos, tacos?
Burritos.
Tacos.
And sopapillas all around.
Huh? Yes.
All
right.
Over here, Matt. Yeah, nice one.
Great hit, Greg. Good one. Step in a little more, and you'll hit it out of the park next time. Okay, let's take a break, guys.
Oh, man. It's hot out, man.
You guys are doing a great job. Take a few minutes now to hydrate and cool off before we keep going.
Hey, Matt. I heard you and Morrison went to the West Elm practice.
You did? Really?
Oh, yeah. It was really awesome. I mean, they don't take breaks.
They don't? What do you mean?
The whole time we were there, beginning to end, they never stopped once.
No way. I thought you had to.
We do. But I don't think you have to. Do you?
I don't know, but I can say this. It makes them work harder. They were playing hard. I mean, really pushing it. They didn't lay off just because it was a practice.
That's right. They never took a breather.
I think that builds up resistance.
What?
You know, if you play and don't take breaks all the time, then you don't get tired when it's time to play the game. Makes sense to me.
That's a good point. Never thought of it that way, Mike.
And they practice twice a day.
Twice? No way. I don't buy it. You're just saying that.
No, really. They practice in the morning and go home for lunch, then come back and practice again till dinner.
See? Building up the resistance. They can play all day without getting tired. They're going to be way ahead of us if we don't start working harder.
Yeah, come on.
Whoa, yeah. Wait. Hold on a minute there. It doesn't work that way.
What do you mean, Coach?
When you play long and hard and you don't take breaks, it wipes you out. There are rules in place about the way you're supposed to do things, and they're there for a reason. Practices and breaks, it's not good to ignore them.
But if it helps you get better, isn't that okay?
No, Mike. The rules are in place. Breaking them is breaking them. And people who are much wiser than you and I put those rules in place. We have a good system now, and we're solid. Let's keep doing what we did to get us here, and we'll be fine. All right?
Okay. All right. All right, Coach. Sense.
Besides that, we want you guys to learn long-term strategies for success. Some of those things they're doing might give them immediate benefit, maybe winning a game or two. But they can't go on that way. They're going to burn out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd love to see all you guys in long-term careers in baseball or any other sport you'd like. But I don't want to burn you out for a trophy now. Although, I wouldn't mind a trophy now, yeah. As long as we get it the right way. Everyone cooled off enough?
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's time to practice hitting those fastballs. Morrison, up to bat.
Ha! See?
Oh,
I got it.
Man.
Just enough to make it to the fountain.
How did you do that?
Yeah.
I've been missing all the points this game.
I'm glad I'm reading a book. Sounds like the game's getting tough.
It is. Mike's about to win.
You're good, Mike. Did you put a spit on that when you rolled it?
Seriously. Okay, it's my turn. Although I don't know if I can beat that.
Ooh. Ouch, Tim, the bridge.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you got one of those email alert things you signed up for. Something about the game.
Really?
Mike!
Oh, hey! Look out! Oh, I'm sorry. Wow, I didn't mean to do that. Well, I guess the game's over.
Yep, guess so. Hey, wanna go get some popcorn, Hope?
Yeah.
Hey, who's picking up the game?
We'll help you, Haley. Come on, Tim. Thanks.
Oh. What's the email say?
Something about an injury.
What? Are you kidding?
Mike, why don't I just let you sit down here and read?
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no. Wow.
Mike, what's wrong? Are you all right?
There was an injury. Westtown's pitcher hurt himself at practice.
Oh, no, that can't be good. Huh?
Well, sort of. I mean, good for our team, but wow. Westtown's going to be hurting.
What about the boy?
I don't know. It doesn't say a lot right now, except that he's out of the game Saturday for sure.
Oh.
And he's one of their best players. I mean, he's the key to a lot of their big plays.
What's up?
Someone on Westtown's team got hurt.
Whoa! What's that mean? Coleraine's going to win for sure?
Not necessarily. You never know what might happen, but it helps us.
You don't sound too happy about that, Mike. Shouldn't you be?
No. It'd be tough being him. I mean, if I got hurt and got pulled out of a game this big, I don't know what I'd do. That's just rough.
Are you gonna pray for him?
Yeah, of course I am. I mean, this is a game, a big one. But if he ends up hurting himself badly enough, it could ruin his career. And this guy, Kirk Harmon, he's good enough to have a career in baseball.
Really?
Yeah. There have already been scouts looking his way.
Oh.
This could ruin all of that for him.
Oh. You know, Mike, it's good to hear that you have it in perspective.
Yeah, it is.
But still, womp him on Saturday!
That's a good way to put it, Hope.
I do want to womp him, Hope. I just want him to be okay, too.
And here we are with Coleraine up by 5 and Westtown looking a little tired. The pitcher's arm seems to be getting soft, and he's almost giving away the plays at this point. It looks like Coleraine's in this to win it, and wait, what's this?
John, it looks like...
I know, but it can't be right.
Hey, what's happening? I don't get it.
Yes, it is. Westtown's bringing in Harmon out of the bullpen. Earlier today, he was out of the game for an injury, but the coach must feel he's doing well enough to come in and cover for the rest of the game.
What? I thought he wasn't allowed to play.
So did I.
I wonder what Mike thinks.
Coach, he can't play Harmon. Isn't that against the rules?
That's tough, Mike. If the doctor hasn't cleared him, it could be. I don't know. It's not up to me. I just trust that the coach knows what he's doing,
and that he's keeping those boys as safe as he can.
But, Coach, what if they win?
Then they win. But we played by the rules we set out, and we didn't change something just to win. We did it the right way. Now, come on, let's go, Mike, you're up.
All right.
Is it almost over? I mean the game, did we win yet?
Not yet, Hope. We're close, though.
That boy doesn't look good. Is he...
Oh, did you see that?
John, he's...
I know. Look. Look, he's getting up now. They're helping him off the field. And there's a doctor.
That boy! Is he okay?
I don't know, Hope. I don't know.
And this game's about to take a very interesting turn, folks. That's the league official in charge of today's ball game out there on the mound talking with the coaches. Stick around, folks. You won't want to miss this.
Satter.
Yes?
Mr. Mincer is on the phone for you. Line 4.
Thank you, Sarah. Mincer, hello. How are things in Coleraine?
Hello, Mr. Satter. It's good to speak to you, sir.
What do you need, Mincer?
Well, I was calling to talk to you about the Richter situation, Richter Properties.
Yes?
Well, it's not exactly what Monica signed up for. She's obviously distraught, and she's consulting attorneys, and...
What do I care if Coleraine's almost mayor is a little upset? You think some small-town attorney frightens me?
No, not at all. I just... Well, that's not what she bargained for, that's all.
It's for the good of the company. Peace of heaven, Mincer. You do what you need to do, remember? Whatever it takes to get ahead. So what if someone gets bumped along the way? It's where you get that matters, not how you get there.
I understand. I do. It could get messy down here.
Messy? Bah, I don't care about messy. Monica Richter's made her own bed. Let her lie in it. She did what she did with that money by her choice. She's going to reap the rewards now.
Rewards? She's going to lose half of her income, if not more.
You play with the big boys, you get hurt sometimes. She'll get up, brush it off. But it has nothing to do with us. Her choices, her decisions, not ours. Clean it up, Mincer. Get us out of this mess legally. We need to be as far away from Monica Richter as we can when all this evidence comes to light. Cut all ties. We have nothing to do with any of them. We take over the properties. We finish all dealings with her, and we move on our plans for peace of heaven. But we do it without our names being mixed up with Monica Richter. Got it?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Good afternoon, folks, and thanks for coming out to the game. We appreciate each and every one of you that have supported the teams as they've gotten to this point. Unfortunately, we have an announcement to make. Due to several rule violations discovered by the league, we are disappointed to share that the Westtown youth baseball team has been disqualified. The game is now forfeit. Coleraine will be moving on to the state semifinals.
Right, yes,
awesome.
We won.
What? No way.
That stinks.
What do you mean, we won?
We did not win. We got it handed to us on a platter.
Yeah.
We didn't even earn it.
We definitely won. Get out of here.
Okay, hold on, guys. I know it's not how we expected to move on, and it's a tough call, but we did earn it. We did the right thing. We played the right way. We followed the rules, and it got us here. And we'll continue doing that and get as far as we can. I have no doubt we can take state if we want it.
But Coach...
Yes, Mike?
How's Kirk Harmon? Is he all right?
Yeah, is he okay?
Well, in the conference on the mound, I heard from their team doctor. He'll be fine, but I don't know if he'll play ball again.
Oh, no.
It's a really sad situation.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, that is terrible.
The rules are in place for a reason. They keep people safe, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah. That's a tough lesson to learn, Coach. I hope he's okay.
Me too. It's really sad when someone has to learn a lesson the hard way. But you ever hear the phrase, you reap what you sow?
Yeah, it's in the Bible. Galatians, I think.
That's a good parallel here. They weren't following the rules, and they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. They were planning bad things. It's only a matter of time when you make choices like that, you know? Plant those seeds, they're gonna grow into something, and you might not like what it is. It's too bad that the lesson had to be learned by one of the kids.
Yeah.
Now, guess what, boys?
What?
We're going to the semifinals. Yes. We've got a lot of work to do.
All right, hands in, guys. Coleraine on three. One, two, three.
Coleraine!
In our lives, we come face to face with lots of rules. Parents tell us when we're supposed to go to bed, what time to come home from our friend's house. Our teachers tell us how long assignments are supposed to be and when they've got to be handed in. Coaches make us practice some more. Even road signs are telling us to stop or slow down or turn left. But what would happen if the car that we're riding in didn't stop? What if we didn't obey those signs? Well, we might be hurt, or we might even hurt someone else. In the Bible, God gives us rules too. They're all a part of His plan for us. We might not understand why sometimes, but those rules are there for us, to help us and to protect us, just like our baseball gloves and helmets do. God's commandments are there to help us to be the people that we were created to be. Psalm 119 is the longest poem in the Bible, and it's all about how fantastic God's commandments are. Verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Let's celebrate that God cares for us so much. Remember, you can always write to me and let me know what you thought of today's show or anything else you want to share. Just send your letters to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Or you can email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Foul Territory, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. The recording session was engineered by Roy Wallace with some additional recording by Rob Gunley. Joe Carroll handled the sound design and John Campbell provided all the music. Terry Ritchie is our executive producer and I'm still Zach. We'll see you next time down Gilead Lane.